News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Dario McCarry. He's the Operations Director with Romea's Diner Group. Dario, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning to all your listeners.
Now, with a name like McCarry, you better tell us about the history of this great business, in business since 1959.
That's correct, since 1959, third generation business. Obviously, the McCarry name is very well known, especially around Dublin. Father's from a village in Casalatigo in Italy. A lot of the well-known families be from the same place. And trading away at the moment.
So are the Cafolas and all the various, all related? Loads of cousins and that are your competitors?
lots of cousins that are competitors. We're all from a village in Italy. We're all neighbours and everything, and we all know each other. So we're in our own little community, really. Yeah. And I suppose I have the best of both worlds because my mum is from Dublin originally, so she's an Irish woman. So
interesting. Now, you were born in Longford, I think, where you're. Folks originally started out, then they came back to Clonsilla. But I think your first job was within the business that you're currently in the Maynooth outlet. What were you doing there?
That's right. As a young teenager, I was given a few day shifts on our unit. It was on Main Street, Maynooth at the time. And I had to look after customer service. So that was my first taste of dealing with customers. Then after that, I would have progressed to doing... a bit of work in our distribution centre at the time. And then I suppose eventually, as soon as I got my licence, I was the unofficial driver for my dad as he went around to different locations. So that was my kind of internship.
Interesting enough, you studied property economics in DIT, now TU Dublin. Yeah. The interesting thing there is that I think property is probably very relevant. It's a good discipline to learn, you know, if you're looking for sites and you're looking for new locations and...
Yeah, no, 100%. It's been very useful, I suppose. I don't think any business you're in, you're going to require a location. So it's no harm having an understanding of how it works.
Yeah. Interesting, Dario, that you've never worked outside the family business. Do you, when you think about that, is that just the way it is? Or do you often think maybe, because again, I'd be of the school that you kind of are better off maybe making your mistakes on somebody else's watch before you come back. Or what do you make of all that? Not that you have a choice now, but you are where you are.
We're a bit late in the game for it. Look, I suppose I've just been involved. I'm the eldest in the family. I would have always worked closely with my dad. Two sisters and my brother have all worked in other jobs outside the our own business. They're all working in it now. There's no doubt that they've experienced that they can bring in from being in other companies also. So it's a good blend. The four of us there have good experience between the whole gang of us.
And how do you feel then about that kind of intergenerational thing, about keeping it in the family? That's clearly dear to your to the ethos of the business, that it's a business for the family, that you want to see other generations coming in. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in family business, and especially in Ireland, Bobby. I think I don't know the figure off the top of my head. I think 80 or 90% of businesses could be family businesses. The challenge is to be able to run a business though that can also allow other people come in as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's about getting the right mix there. As we'd always say, it's a family run business, but you know, we like to run it professionally and keep any family matters outside the front door of the office.
and you know, the traditional sort of Italian Spanish type model where you have the board meeting around the Sunday lunch, does that still prevail in your organisation?
Yeah, I think we're probably like most other family businesses. Yes, Sunday dinners are very, very important for ourselves. We all live quite close to each other. We'd meet up. Obviously, COVID stopped a lot of it, but now that things hopefully get back to normality, we'd be meeting up for Sunday dinner. Mum would serve it up and we'd be eating away, and we try not to talk business, but inevitably we end up talking strategy and, you know, it's just general chit-chat. It's actually an interesting environment, because you're kind of out of work during the week, you're busy doing your what you have to look after, and everyone's a bit more relaxed, and you get to have a good chat about where things are going.
Yeah. My guest is Dario McCarry. He's the operations director at Romeo's Diner. We better talk about the group itself.
Yeah.
You know, it's no small business. You're employing 280 people. You're operating in 22 locations.
Correct.
The change in brand from McCarry's to Romeo's, give me the psychology behind that, because I would have said, you know, that the family name probably was maybe a stronger brand name.
Yeah, no, well, it's actually, it's a common enough question to ourselves, because about 10, 12 years ago at this stage, myself, my father, my sister, we'd opened a location in Balmain, and it was our first entry back into really the diner market, because we'd seen the trends changing in customers. You know, the late night trade wasn't the same as it used to be. People were eating at different times, and we said to ourselves, obviously, given the well known name around the city, there are other operators. So we took the decision that we would need our own brand name that we could market. We could set up our own standards and procedures and everything. So that was really the logic behind it.
Yeah.
We, you know, branding is just key nowadays.
Yeah, and the marketplace, you mentioned it there. You know, and we associate the visit to the chip shop, maybe it's after a feed of pints or whatever it is, but maybe that market is changing, is it?
It's probably been the most interesting part of the business over the last 10 years. It has changed. A few of our locations would even close earlier than the traditional pub time. It wouldn't exist in some of the newer locations. But with the,
I was talking about the times around, you know, like you see, and it's a difficult business if your busy trading time is, say, post midnight. You know, there's all that goes with that, staffing and security and whatever else.
Exactly. So we've been able to develop, kind of the business has moved much earlier now, and our key times would be, you know, 5 to 9 o'clock now, around dinner time. It'd be a lot more traditional now, family eating time, really.
Right. And what about the menu, Dario, in terms of how has that evolved? Again, we hear a lot of talk about, you're talking about family, we hear about healthy eating. It's not a place one would have traditionally gone for the low-cal option, let's call it.
Yeah, big challenge for us, Bobby, in fairness. And we've done an awful lot of work over the last few years. In the last year or two, we've developed what we call our guilt-free grilled range. We've a grilled chicken pita box. We've got a grilled chicken burger. You know, you can order these start from about, I think, 396 calories. So, you know, we're conscious of that. With the menu, we've done an awful lot of work to, the main aim is to obviously develop a menu that if you're sitting at a family table, we've something for absolutely everybody in the family. Like, we are conscious that taste chains as
you can get anything delivered at any time now, Dario, and I'm wondering how that has impacted on your business. And it also has brought a whole raft of new competition into the market. If everybody now expects to be able to get anything at any time, how have you reacted to that?
Well, luckily, because we're traditionally in suburban locations, we've actually been doing home delivery since 95.
Yeah.
So we're at it, I think, 25 years now. So
no biggie.
Yeah, we've worked hard over the last few years. We did, coincidentally, you know, we've brought in we made investment in our delivery service. We would have made a large investment in a very specialised induction heated delivery kit. So it's not just your standard bag coming to the door. We've had huge success with that. The food gets delivered much hotter to the door. As I said, it's kind of been in our strategy, home delivery anyway. It has been a growth area, and we're very comfortable in it.
Yeah. The other thing is the suburban location now has got a kind of a rebirth, in the sense that there's so many people now, you know, domicile in suburbia that were traditionally going into town or whatever. Have you seen that impact in the business in terms of the sales?
Yeah, well, we have seen, I suppose, the main change that we've actually seen over the last 12 months in particular. People are obviously at home now. We see people eating a lot more as families. They're eating slightly earlier. You know, without, I suppose, people making that commute to their job or, you know, travelling around, they seem to be sitting down. We'd see it in order sizes online, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, no, there's certainly a change.
All right. Well, we also know that you're a bit of an adventurer on the side, that you've been known to jump out of a helicopter on skis. Yeah. But we won't dwell on that. But we wish you well. Dario McCarry is the operations director with Romeo's Diner, 22 outlets, and indeed 280 people employed there. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dario.
Thanks very much.
We wish you well.
Thanks, Bobby.